USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which will resume on Tuesday. He faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments before the 2016 election. Judge Juan Merchan is anticipated to hold a second hearing on Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest, the immediate priority is ensuring the safety of tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old was one of four people killed in Oklahoma, while another person died at a sports bar hit by a twister. The fatal tornadoes over the weekend caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene stated on Sunday that Johnson's days as speaker are numbered after he supported additional military aid for Ukraine. Greene filed a motion last month to remove Johnson, but it's uncertain if or when she'll bring the motion to a vote on the House floor. President Biden signed that $95 billion supplemental aid package into law last week, which provides assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Came after months of debate in Congress, particularly among Republicans, on whether to provide more aid for Ukraine.
A lot of the NATO countries have allowed their own industrial might to atrophy. So why are Americans subsidizing European security? We should be focused on our own problems, and that's mostly China.
That's Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance on Fox News Sunday. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings, a move criticized by the TSA, which opposed it, citing an unnecessary burden on the workforce. A recent study by the American Medical Association reveals a concerning trend. Individuals suffering from long COVID are at a higher risk of mental health issues. Examining over 25,000 U.S. adults, the study found that those with long COVID were twice as likely to face depression, anxiety, sleep disorders, cognitive impairments, and disabling fatigue compared to those without. It's almost enough to make you stop scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
The Supreme Court has denied former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's request to avoid prison. Navarro had sought emergency release from prison while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.